Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. Multiple tornadoes have turned deadly around Oklahoma City. McLean County Deputy Sheriff Scott Gibbons says so far there are two confirmed deaths in Cole.
Based on the damage reports that we're getting back, as significant as it is, reasonably there could be more injuries or deaths that we don't know about at this time.
Oklahoma Highway Patrol Trooper Eric Foster.
Specifically right now, the town of Cole, our prayers, our hearts go out to them. They're strong. I was down there. They're all coming together to search these different properties.
Extensive damage has been reported already. Across the country, a rise in shootings after a simple mistake.
In New Mexico, police shot and killed a homeowner when they knocked on the wrong home. In Missouri, 16-year-old Ralph Jarl shot twice after he knocked on a home around the corner from where he was to pick up his twin brothers. In upstate New York, a 20-year-old woman killed after a man allegedly shot at her car from his porch when she went down the wrong driveway. And now, two teenagers shot in a Texas parking lot after one got into the wrong car by mistake. Christian Haynes is with the Brady Center to prevent gun violence.
These latest shootings are indicative of the ramifications of a gun lobby doing everything they can to sell fear in order to sell guns.
Matt Piper, CBS News.
Washington State is set to become the 10th state to ban the sale of assault weapons. The bill now goes to Governor Jay Inslee, who has already said he'll sign it into law. The Supreme Court has extended the deadline to decide whether to keep a common abortion pill on the market. So what does the delay mean? Legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
I think what it strongly suggests is that this is a divided opinion or a divided decision, and that they're giving each other time to write a majority and a dissent.
The High Court will rule on Friday. An IRS agent involved in the federal investigation into Hunter Biden's taxes is seeking whistleblower protection. CBS's Jim Axelrod.
Lytle sent this letter to Congress claiming his client could provide information that would contradict sworn testimony by a senior political appointee.
I have promised to ensure that he's able to carry out his investigation.
CBS News has learned that was Attorney General Merrick Garland, who gave testimony about the Trump-appointed U.S. attorney in Delaware conducting the Hunter Biden investigation.
Two young sisters missing for more than 3 years have been found safe. In 2020, they were believed to have been abducted by their mother while in Waynesboro, Pennsylvania. According to the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, the girls have been found, the mother arrested. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and maximum success with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Ray Magliotta here for eBay Motors. Okay, easy now. You're teaching your kid how to parallel park. Ouch! Turns out he likes to do it by feel. Don't worry, eBay Motors has bumpers, trunk lids, license plate holders, and headlights. They've got lots of headlights. When you need parts, get it right the first time with eBay Guaranteed Fit. When you see the check, you know that part's gonna fit. eBay Motors, let's ride. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This your captain. Better buckle your seatbelts for this one. I saw my passport expired, so I went to Staples, got a passport photo lickety-split. While I was there, I grabbed some tiny travel soap and shampoo. Yeah, feeling fresh as a daisy.
Staples has everything for travel. 10-minute passport photos, luggage, headphones, even personal travel items. And now at Staples, get 20% off your in-store purchase when you buy any travel service. Plus, travel-size Purell hand sanitizer is just 49 cents. Get all set to jet at Staples. Offers end 4/22. In-store only. Exclusions apply.
The key slides into the ignition. The engine rumbles to life. My hand grips the throttle. New gear for my ride. The road, my invitation. The sound, the smell, the exhilaration. I am one with the bike. And the car in front of me suddenly turns in my lane. Motorcycles are everywhere, but too often go unnoticed. Please, always look twice, be alert, and share the road with motorcycles at all times. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Thursday, April 20th. In Wood County, the ARPA Funding Ad Hoc Committee will meet at 9 a.m. at the courthouse in room 114. The Wood County Library Board will meet at 6 p.m. at the McMillan Memorial Library in Wisconsin Rapids. The North Central Wisconsin Workforce Development Board CEO meeting will take place at 9:30 a.m. at the Marathon County Job Center in Wausau. The Wisconsin Rapids School District Washington Elementary Open House will be from 3:45 to 5:45 p.m. The community is invited to view the upgrades made to enhance building security. In Portage County, the Comprehensive Plan Steering Committee will meet at 2 p.m. Tonight, at the McMillan Library in Wisconsin Rapids, there will be a presentation about clean energy benefits of recent legislation from 6 to 8 p.m. This event is in partnership with Clean Green Action. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Scattered thunderstorms likely, overnight, otherwise cloudy. Lows around 35, winds out of the east, 10 to 20 miles per hour. Overcast skies, tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms likely, high temperatures reach up to 58. Mainly clear, tomorrow night, lows level off around 34. A dusting of snow, Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 37.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news, talk, and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. We must tell you, the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Radio Show, a hump day edition. Kind of feels like a Monday to me. 420 Eve, though, that's something of a holiday around here. Utter disappointment. That's how I'm going to start the show today. Utter disappointment with the Fox News settlement with the Dominion software. Actually, I can't even go there. I thought today we're going to start the show. Me and Dom, my little buddy, it's me and E-Bone right now. E-Bone lightly screening your calls. You can be a part of this show always. Toll free. 844-967-2789. And for our new friends, you know, the bashful that have never called us before, I'm going to do it one more time. 844-96-PARTY. It's a political party up in here. My little buddy just got back from a European vacation. Now, Dom has twice been to Europe this year. His daughter spent a little time there as an exchange student, so he went to visit. And then he and the missus went off, had a romantic little getaway to Italy, by understanding. And I think they all went skinny dipping in the Roman fountains with our pal Bill Press. Hopefully Bill will be back stateside someday soon to tell us about it. Dom, and this is also part of the utter disappointment. Dom, either I got the schedule wrong or something. He'll be on tomorrow. The 420 edition. He'll celebrate 420 as only the Devil's Advocates can. So anyways, I guess we'll find out about his vacation later. Maybe I'll tell you a little bit about my trip to the NAB show. But that could wait as well. Let's start locally. 844-967-2789. I see you, Gary. I might even get to you. Wanted to start locally with some of the political headlines that I missed while I was off in Vegas, going to Katy Perry concerts and not really enjoying the NAB conference. I got to tell you, I'm underwhelmed. I don't think I'll go back next year. You won't have to miss me next year. But anyways, thank you to our fine and capable fill-ins, the two Matts, the very direct Matt Flynn. He filled in on Monday. Thank you, Matt. And Batman, Matt Rothschild, he filled in yesterday. Thank you both. And thanks to the audience. You folks listened, and I appreciate that. You know, I was a little disappointed. I thought there'd be some major drop-off in listenership. But no, apparently some even prefer the alternative host So anyways, you've broken my heart, Fredo. The lead. Tom Tiffany running for U.S. Senate? Buying some domain names. Now, it's not official yet, but when you start buying the domain names up, it's kind of official. And for those of you that know Tom Tiffany like I do, Tom has been very cordial to me personally in our limited interactions. He's been on the show maybe 2-3 times through the years. I've reached out to him a few times at press conferences and different stuff. Very affable, the congressman. Always smiles, always shakes my hand if he's close enough. But he's got a reputation. He's toxic Tom Tiffany. And he thinks he's the right guy to beat. Perhaps the unbeatable Tammy Baldwin, Democratic senator from our great state. The champion, the lioness, the great progressive, the only really good senator I think we have in the state currently. And she's been an electoral juggernaut, or at least she was 6 years ago. And we just saw how the Protasiewicz turned out. So seeing that Tom Tiffany is buying some URLs, some web addresses, I just wonder, what do you think Tom Tiffany's URL should be? Because I think he might have picked a few of the wrong ones. I'm going to read a little of the coverage from the Journal Sentinel. Then if you've got a bright idea, Tom, two-time loser Tiffany, something like that. But maybe that's Dan Kelly. The headline, Rep. Tom Tiffany buys domain names as he considers he's in Senate bid against Tammy Baldwin. U.S. Rep. Tom Tiffany this week signaled he's considering a 2024 Senate run against incumbent Democrat U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, buying two website domain names in preparation for a potential bid. Toxic Tom told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel on Monday that his team bought the domains ThomasTiffanyForSenate.com, could get ThomasTiffanyForSale.com, and Tom Tiffany, numerical number 4, Senate.com, as apparently Tiffany weighs a run against Baldwin. I don't think it's going to go so well for the man, but I surely hope he runs. I hope it's a broad field of Republicans, and they bash each other like they've done in the last couple of, you know, prominent Wisconsin races. I like when they have so wounded their own, they send a Tim Michaels or a Dan Kelly off to be slaughtered in the general. But anyways, no Republican has declared a formal challenge to Baldwin for the swing state seat that could help determine which party controls the Senate. Tiffany, a Republican in his second term representing the 7th Congressional District, said his decision to run or not will hinge largely on what he feels is best for the state of Wisconsin. You know, these politicians always decide they're the best thing for the state, don't they? Sort of. All of them. They always come to the conclusion, I've asked God and I am the chosen one. That seems to always be their conclusion. Here's Tiffany's quote. You've got a career politician in Tammy Baldwin. Why do we have the highest inflation since the 1970s? Cost of living has gone through the roof for the people in Wisconsin. Why do we have high energy costs that are going up once again? It's because of career politicians like Tammy Baldwin. Tiffany apparently worked in the private sector enough to hedge himself from that self-descriptor. Tom, you've been in state or federal politics for a bit now yourself, have you not, sir? Tiffany added, also mentioning crime and deaths from fentanyl as issues. There needs to be changes made. The move makes Tiffany the latest Republican to publicly signal he's considering a run for Senate as Democrats and Republicans alike ponder who might challenge Baldwin. Madison businessman Eric Hotvey has said he's strongly considering a bid, and Republicans in Wisconsin are quietly hoping U.S. Rep. Mike Gallagher mounts a run. Gallagher hasn't ruled it out. And Tom, 65, on Monday said what other potential challengers decide to do won't influence his decision. But when asked if he spoke with Gallagher about the Senate run, he told the Journal Sentinel, I think Mike Gallagher should run. Later noting Gallagher's more than $3 million in cash on hand and new chairmanship of the Select Committee on China. He'd be a good candidate, says Tiffany. And that's ultimately what we're looking for. Yeah, but you still think you'd be the best one, don't you, Tom? Here's a little bit more. Democrats were quick to criticize Tiffany, calling him exactly the type of radical candidate the Republican base will nominate and then go on to lose a general election. Yes, don't say that part out loud. Let him run. Let him run. That's what we want to see play out, is it not? Here's another one. Tom Tiffany is an election-denying, anti-abortion extremist who wants to take away our health care, our Medicare, and our Social Security, said Eric Volk, Rapid Response Director for the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Senate race is likely to be amongst the most closely watched in the country. Democrats will attempt to maintain a slim majority, you know, hold serve. Still, Baldwin is a formidable opponent and a proven fundraiser. She reported raising just over $2.1 million in the first three quarters of 23. That's an off year, folks. $2.1 million in the first 3 months of 2023? That's a lot of money. She's got almost $4 million cash on hand at the end of last month. Tiffany, Toxic Tom, $336,000 in the war chest. That ain't all about money, but it helps. Right, Dan Kelly? It would help. 844. Well, Toxic Tom would have to look to, you know, third-party spending, perhaps billionaire U-lines to support his candidacy. Gary from Sussex. Welcome back, Gary. What do you got for us?
Yeah, I got a question. Actually, there's two comments I want to make, right?
Can you talk louder?
One of them. Can you hear me now?
A little bit better.
Okay. Does that sound better or not?
I turned up my headphones, Gary. I know you're getting old, man, but I'm getting deaf, so you go.
Okay. I just want to mention, you know, when we were kids, you go out and play during the daytime and stuff like that, and, you know, there'd be sort of gangs, but one or two guys that kind of pick on other kids and stuff like that. But I want to know, what do you think about what's going on with all these young people getting in these 300-people gangs or 30-people gangs, and they're going into stores and just stealing things and just taking it.
Gary, interesting you should ask me that. I was actually on a Fox News panel, and I got posed that very same question. And first and foremost, from the perspective that they somehow wanted to pile that on Joe Biden, which I suspect is what you're trying to do, Gary. How's it?
No, absolutely not. I just want to know whatever happened to the morals of the kids of today when they can just go in there and just start beating up the living daylights out of people, like in New York, this black young man and his white girlfriend just got plummeted by a gang of about 20 people. They're lucky they weren't killed. And then they go into these the gas stations and just take whatever they want.
It was effectively hooliganism, Gary, and I certainly am not going to defend it. I don't know what precipitated it. I had seen some passing news reports. I got to be honest with you, Gary. I wasn't watching every news like I normally do over the last 3-4 days. I was working in Vegas, if you know what I'm saying, Gary. But what's your opinion, Gary? I mean, just the kids today, what are we going to do about it? Or
No, it's what this is what's happening. It doesn't happen out in Waukesha, and you know that. You got your studio out there. This stuff doesn't happen. It happens in large cities that are probably run by Democrats and have Democratic attorney generals or, you know.
Gary, I'm going to cut you short there, because last time I was put on the Fox News panel and I had to deal with this, it was an attempt, I think, in no small part, by Fox News to turn the page from the bad policies, the bad stuff happening. I would say, Gary, they don't want to talk about what just happened, the big settlement with Dominion Software. And I strongly suspect most of this.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver. And we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough, but if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
I'm William Shatner. I've been around a long time, but I'm truly humbled when I see the real battles our brave, paralyzed veterans have faced defending our freedom.
I was on a routine patrol, and we were in the desert of Kuwait, and the vehicle flipped and landed on top of me, which left me paralyzed from the waist down.
Okay, folks, this is heroism. That's why I'm proud to support Paralyzed Veterans of America. Go to PVA.org to learn how you can make a difference.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
8.31 per thousand. Now, this is population.u.com that I am quoting here. Number two is Milwaukee. Of course, they're vastly different cities in the terms of number of people. Number three in the state of Wisconsin, according to NIBRS, violent crime in the United States is most likely to be committed in urban areas. Well, Gary, what do you know? A lot of urban areas have Democratic mayors. But here in the state of Wisconsin, the number three crime city, Rice Lake. Would you have guessed Rice Lake? How about number four, Beloit? Maybe, because, you know, it's down there closer to Chicago, right, Gary? And then Sheboygan, hey. Sheboygan is number five in the state of Wisconsin.